Shalom, shalom. This is Dr. Akiva Gamliel of B'nai Noach Torah Institute and Ruach or Audio Visual Learning Library. Welcome, and welcome to our third discussion, our third lesson in the series Jesus' Birth as Viewed from HaTorah. Part 3, the holiness of God will not permit. Permit what? Well, that's what we're going to talk about, Mitzvah Hashem. Our discussion is offered in the loving memory of Mrs. Ethel Sikash Belk, Mrs. Hannah Horvath Sikash, and Lily Horvath, and Akos Horvath. May they rest in peace. Dear ones, in this lesson, we're going to try to gain some understanding of what it means to be holy and how holiness applies to our Creator and His creation. I'd like to ask a question. Is God more holy than humans or less holy than humans? And this is one of the questions that we're going to be focusing on. HaTanakh says, speak to all the congregation of B'nai Yisrael and say to them, you shall be holy. You shall be separated. For I, Hashem your God, am holy. I, Hashem your God, am separated. That's in Vayikra, Yud Tet, Bet 19:2. Speak to all the congregation of B'nai Yisrael and say to them, you shall be holy, for I am Hashem your God, am holy. In Yeshaya, Nun, Hey, Chet, Tet, we read, for my thoughts, my concepts, are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways, says Hashem. For high as heavens are from the earth, yes, high is my way from your ways, and my thought, my concepts, from your thought. Isaiah 55:8-9. So the question that we have again, is God more holy than humans or less holy than humans? Well, if we base our answer upon HaTorah, HaTorah says, for I, Hashem, your God, am holy. I, Hashem, your God, am separated. And if we base our decision on HaTanakh, we read, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways, says Hashem. There's a separation between God's ways as being God's ways exclusively from that of humans' ways. For high as heavens are from earth, yes, high is my way from your ways, and my thought from your thoughts. So we can see that based on HaTorah, based on HaTanakh, God's ways are holier than humankind's ways. And in addition, based on logic, based on the rules of hermeneutics, based upon how HaTorah and HaTanakh are interpreted, God's ways are holier than man's ways. I want to introduce a rule of hermeneutics. This rule is called Kol Vachomer. Kol Vachomer is the first hermeneutic rule defined by Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. What is Kol Vachomer? How does Kol Vachomer function? Logic dictates that if a lenient case has stringency, the same stringency applies to a stricter case. And if a stricter case has leniency, the leniency of the stricter case also applies to the lenient case. Let's try an example. If mommy says to Michael, do not cross this simple neighborhood street, it's dangerous, this would also mean that Michael could not cross the busy avenue which intersects the simple neighborhood street. This would also mean that Michael could not cross the four-lane boulevard which intersects the avenue. And of course, this would definitely mean that Michael could not cross the six-lane interstate freeway. Now, on the other hand, if Mommy says to Michael, "Michael, it's okay to walk across the very busy six-lane interstate freeway," then that would also mean that Michael could cross the very busy boulevard, the busy avenue, and the simple street. And that is how this particular rule of hermeneutics works. Remember how we began our discussion? I questioned, is God more holy than humans or less holy than humans? Most will agree that God is more holy than humans. Now let's try applying logic to what we have just learned. In Lesson 2, we discussed Vayikra Yudtet Yudtet. In Vayikra 19:19, God forbids humankind to crossbreed, that is, the mixing of seeds between animals of different species. Therefore, logically, it is forbidden for humans to mix their seed with animal seed. In Vayikra 19:19, God forbids humankind to sow a field with mixed seeds, that is, mixing seeds of different species. Therefore, logically, it is forbidden for humankind to engraft a peach tree into an apple tree. In Vayikra Yudchet Bet Gimel, that's 18:23, God forbids humankind to mix human seed with animal seed. Therefore, logically, it is forbidden for malachim, angels, to mix their seed with the seed of either humans or of animals. Now, what we're revealing here is the process of how logic works. So what we're saying on the simplest, most basic situation, when God says you cannot intermingle, you cannot mix the seed of two different species of animals, or you cannot sow seeds that are different species in the same field, then that is the stringency. Michael, you cannot cross the simple little street, which means you can't cross the avenue, you can't cross the boulevard, and you cannot cross the six-lane freeway. Same thing here. God says, do not allow animals to mix their seeds, animals of different species. And if God says to humans, you are not permitted to take animals of different species and to intermingle their seed, then we have a stringency. And that stringency applies not just to animals, not just to humans and animals, not just to humans and malachim angels, but that also applies all the way up to the very top where God, who is holy, stands. Do you get the point? Therefore, logically, it is forbidden for God, the creator of the universe, if he had seed, to mix his seed in any form or any way with malachim, with humans, with animals, or with any other type of species. How can God have seed? God is echad. Echad is one. Tehillim, Ayin Bet, Yud Chet says, blessed are you, Hashem, God, God of Yisrael, who alone performs wonders. The word alone is taken from lavado, meaning by yourself entirely. No one else is around. Nothing else is around like you. And that's where we see the creator of the universe. We see the creator of the universe as echad, as one, as single, as being lavado, alone. Now, dear ones, when we're talking about the holiness of the creator, and we're talking about the different species, we're recognizing that God is unto himself only. And just as God is unto himself only, so are the malachim, so are humankind, and so on and so forth. Each one is a separate entity, a separate species, a separate being, and HaTorah forbids mixing the seed. The Creator is unique unto Himself, and each of us are unique because He created us uniquely. We're uniquely made. And because we're uniquely made, we're individual species. We have our own kedusha, our own separation from everything else. In Bereshis, Vav Bet 6:2, HaTorah says, "And the sons of God, B'nai HaElokim, Malachim, angels, Uzziah and Azael, saw the daughters of man. They were beautiful, and they took wives from any that they chose." The union between the Malachim, the angels, and woman resulted in a mixture of seed between two different species. The result was a new species that HaTorah defines as abnormal, as giants. We spoke about this in Lesson 2. We also said that God forbids this. In addition, HaTorah states that all flesh had consorted with the similar species in Bereshis Vav Yabet 6:12. Later, HaTorah defines that the Malachim were ha-Nephilim, the fallen, in Bereshis Vav Dalad 6:4. And furthermore, if you look at the English versions of the Bible, you're going to see the word giant or giants instead of Nephilim, the fallen. Isn't it interesting how these special little places in HaTorah in the English are kind of glossed over? Then in addition to this glossing over that we're seeing here, there's a bill of goods that are trying to be produced to say that the sons of the rulers is all that we're talking about here. We're not talking about Malachim. The sons of the rulers were not giants. The judges were not giants. The Malachim, the B'nai HaElokim, the sons of God, were giants. There is no reason for us to believe that the rulers of judges could produce abnormal offspring as described in Bereshis Vav Dalet. What is the result? HaTorah says, "And he, God, said to Noach, the destruction of all flesh is before me, for the earth is filled with violent crimes because of them. And behold, I will destroy everything from Aleph to Tav of the earth." We must ask the question, who are them? The them in Bereshit that we just read is B'nai HaElokim, the sons of God. The them are the Malachim. The them are the angels. The them are the Nephilim. The them are the giants. The them are the fallen ones. Not only was the earth destroyed, but man, beast, creeping things, and birds were macha. What is macha? Macha is blotted out. Bereshis Vav Zion 6:7 says, "And he, God, said, I will macha, I will blot out everything from Aleph to Tav of the man, the woman, Ha'adam, that I created from on the face of the ground, from Adam to beast, to creeping things, and to birds of the heavens, for I grieve for making them." This means everyone from the time of Adam to the flood that mixed his or her seed, or took animals and mixed the seeds of animals or birds or other species. And they did it deliberately in the face of the Creator of the universe, very obstinately, very rebelliously, with the intent of disrupting the normal harmony of creation, with the intent of disrupting the finished product that the Creator of the universe had, with the intent of trying to alter what God finished, what God called complete. It was in your face. It was against the Creator of the universe, Mele'achto, the finished product. They wanted to change it. They wanted to alter it. No way, says God. You're going to pay for that. Again, this means everyone from Adam to the flood that mixed his or her seed was blotted out. Was blotted out of what, Dr. Kiva Gamliel? Out of Sefer Chaim, out of the Book of Life. The rains dissolved the clay that God created us with. And it was just as if those that rebelled against God never existed. All animals, all birds, all creeping things, all human beings that blatantly rebelled against the Creator of the universe were blotted out. They were macha, erased, never to be remembered. And the fact that HaTorah shows us in many different places that the Malachim, who were the Nephilim, the ones that fell, were blotted out, and the humankind that intermingled their seeds were blotted out, and all of creation that violated what God said were blotted out, teaches us not only that they're not remembered anymore, but it also teaches us that intermingling seed is a very great avera. It's a very great sin that we want to avoid at all costs. And it also tells us that because it is a great avera, and because it's a very big sin, and it's not something we can just look over and act like it doesn't exist, God Himself would not violate this principle. God Himself would not intermingle seed. And that's what we need to remember when we're thinking about Jesus' birth as viewed from HaTorah. The view from HaTorah says, this cannot happen. God teaches that humankind must not have a sexual relationship with any animal. Why? Humankind is a different species. Humankind is higher than animals. Humankind are holier than animals. In the same fashion, the principle of hermeneutics, the principle of interpreting what HaTorah says, teaches that God, who is without question, definitely holier, and God, who is a different species, and God, who is Echad, and God, who does not have seed, and God, who will not mix His seed with humans, because it's a violation of the Torah that the Creator of the universe gave us. Because it's a violation of what the Creator of the universe taught us in HaTorah. And not only is it a violation of what the Creator of the universe taught us in HaTorah, it's a violation of everything that's sacred, everything that's holy. This is an abomination, folks. This is a perversion. Let's face it like it is. Let's call it what it is. And so when you try to say that God has taken a woman who is a married woman, a woman who has a husband, and they have a marriage agreement, and is accused of impregnating her, this is logically incorrect from HaTorah, and this is scripturally incorrect from HaTorah. And that is the view that HaTorah shares about Jesus' birth. Now, in our next lesson, we're going to continue with the holiness of God. Thank you for joining with me. Shalom, shalom.